Blog Talk Radio.
Yourself in danger when you're threatened by a stranger, when it looks like you will take a licking. There is someone waiting who will hurry up and rescue you. Just call for Super Chicken.
Welcome to Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer, brought to you by ManaPro, providing quality products that your animals deserve at a value that you can appreciate. Look for ManaPro products at a retailer near you. ManaPro, nurturing life. My name is Andy Schneider, but most know me as the Chicken Whisperer. My co-host is poultry advocate and author, Pat Foreman. Today is Tuesday, August 3rd, and I'd like to thank all of you for tuning in this afternoon on Blog Talk Radio. This is a live radio show that is broadcast around the world. This radio show is all about keeping backyard poultry and living a self-sufficient lifestyle. You can follow the Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer radio show 24 hours a day at our website, chickenwhisperer.com. That's chickenwhisperer.com. From there, you can follow us on Twitter, become a fan on Facebook, visit our blog, sign up for our monthly e-newsletter, The Chicken Scratch, and of course, get all kinds of great Chicken Whisperer gear like hats and t-shirts, coffee mugs, mouse pads, license tag, rims, the whole nine yards. You can get there at chickenwhisperer.com. If you're listening live today on Blog Talk Radio, I do want to personally invite you to join us right now in the live chicken chat room. You can talk with other Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer fans and other chicken owners from around the country. You can also ask any questions you may have for our special guests when we have them on. All you have to do is click on the Chat Now button at our homepage there at Blog Talk Radio. Take a moment to register. That'll get you your own unique, fun, and creative screen name. And then you can come on in, sit a spell, have a great time, meet some new friends all across this great land that love backyard poultry, show poultry, and living a self-sufficient lifestyle. While you're there at Blog Talk Radio, I also want to invite you to mark this radio show as a favorite and request to be on our friends list while you're there. If you'll take a moment to do that, I appreciate it. And again, I want to thank you so much for tuning in today to Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer, brought to you by ManaPro. ManaPro is committed to providing the best quality products that your animals deserve at a value you can appreciate. No matter the animal, no matter the product, you can be certain that ManaPro cares as much about the well-being of your flock as you do. So try one of the many poultry products offered at a retailer near you. ManaPro, nurturing life.
EggCartons.com, your discount supplier of egg cartons and poultry supplies. They carry a wide variety of egg cartons in paper, plastic, and foam, as well as a great selection of poultry supplies, including incubators, waterers, feeders, and more. Order online at eggcartons.com or call toll-free 1-882-5340. Free full-color catalog available. Mention the coupon code WHISPER and get 10% off your entire order. Be sure to sign up for their online newsletter for more great specials. That's eggcartons.com.
McMurray Hatchery is the world's oldest and largest rare breed hatchery. They have been providing their customers quality poultry since 1917 and have more than 110 different breeds to choose from. Be sure to sign up for their weekly special email at McMurrayHatchery.com and receive a $5 internet exclusive coupon to use on your first internet order. McMurray Hatchery, the world's largest and oldest rare breed hatchery.
Z
Since 1947, Randall Berkey has been providing quality products to their customers. They have everything you could ever want or need for backyard poultry. Feeders, waterers, medications, supplements, nesting boxes, and even coops. Visit them online at randallberkey.com and get 10% off your entire order when you use the coupon code WHISPER. That's randallberkey.com. Hey, it's the Chicken Whisperer, here to tell you that if you have backyard poultry, nothing is more important than making sure your feathered friends are safe from infectious poultry diseases. Learn the simple steps to keep your birds healthy by visiting this website, healthybirds.aphis.usda.gov. That's healthybirds.aphis.usda.gov.
A message from the USDA.
And the mighty bird against prejudice continues his fight for law and order. So when you hear that cry in the sky, you'll know it's Super Chicken.
All righty. Thank you very much for staying with us today on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. We have a great show lined up for you today. And before we get to our special guest today, I want to bring on my wonderful co-host, poultry advocate and author, Pat Forman. Welcome, Pat.
Hey, Whisperer. Boy, it's a wonderful, cool day here in the Shenandoah Valley. How are you folks doing down there? Are you still cool, hot, or cooled off a little bit?
Yesterday it cooled off. I think we had a high of about 83 versus 103, but today it's getting back up there to the mid-90s, and looks like for the next 3 or 4 days we'll be around 93 to 95 degrees.
Well, it's just perfect here. You ought to come on up. Visit Lexington. Whisper, there was something I never heard before, but I heard it yesterday and today, and that is, well, I've got two roosters, as probably everyone knows, and I also have a red-tailed hawk that I think has a nest about maybe a quarter mile from here. So It flies by routinely, and as far as I know, it hasn't taken any of the birds out, but they're very good at raising the red flag as a signal. Well, yesterday, one of my roosters is so hoarse, he's got laryngitis. I've never heard a rooster with laryngitis. So he's the upright roo one because he's just vertical. We thought about calling him Periscope because he's so upright. So he puts his little head up and he's just as tall as he can be and he goes, I've never heard that call before. So anyway, they're doing their job. They're doing their job by protecting the flock, and I'm sure they've saved quite a few attacks because if that nest, and I think I hear the babies from my office, they got to be fed. So, but anyway, a horse rooster or a rooster with laryngitis, that's a first for me in all my chicken career.
Interesting. Sounds like it may need a little bit of dose of Vet RX. Maybe
that's a good idea.
Yeah, when you tuck it in at night, you can rub a little Vet RX on its chest, and so as it sleeps there, it can, you know, it can inhale the vapors from the Vet RX, and then the next morning, everything should be absolutely fine. Actually, if you depending on how your rooster sleeps, if he does tuck his head under his wing, you can put some of that under his wing. Yeah, and then he can breathe that in as he's sleeping on the roost overnight with his head tucked underneath his wing. If you have a few that sleep like that, I've got some that do and some that don't, so it all varies on which one and who it is.
Well, you know, I read somewhere that roosters cannot tuck their heads under their wings. I don't know if they're too stiff or what it is. And ever since I read that, I've been watching my roosters to see when they sleep, if they tuck their heads up, especially during the winter. And what they'll do is they'll tuck their heads under a close hen's nest or body, but not under their own. So I hadn't realized that till I read it. But that's one of the reasons why they're so subject to frostbite. Is because they can't put their little combs under their little wings at night when they sleep.
I had one rooster that could do it, but it was before it was a great, great big. I mean, he was crowing and he was smart before he, of course, lost the battle with the hawk. But he would occasionally I would see him do that. But he wasn't full grown. He wasn't the big Mac Daddy, you know, Jersey Giant, or he hadn't wasn't full size yet. So that completely makes sense. And I believe I've read that somewhere before. So you've got a rooster that is absolutely a horse and has laryngitis, but he's doing his job defending his flock and protecting his hens. So more power to him.
Yes, well, I will do that. I'll give him a little VetRx or a little Vicks Vapo rub on his beak and just telling him what a good job he's doing. But this guy, honest to God, he is pretty big. I bet when he's on his tippy toes really crawling, he's easily three feet tall. I mean, he's right up there with him.
He's a big boy.
He's a big boy. Yeah, he's a heritage hybrid boy. So he's got all kinds of vigor in him.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I want to let everybody know about our schedule for this week. Of course, today we're going to have Pam Davis on telling us about her huge win in court. The judge sided for her. It was a great win, and she's been battling her neighbors for over a year, so we have that lined up today. We've got Bridget McCray. Dr. McCray is coming on a little later today to tell us about a new grant program, which Pat, you're going to love. I'm not even going to spoil the surprise if you haven't seen it yet. Huge, huge awesome. You probably got forwarded on the email. And but yeah, it's going to be an awesome grant. It's already on. We're ready to have our folks vote for that. Tomorrow is Wednesday, which means it'll be another episode of The Living Garden with Jane Jensen. I don't have a topic yet for tomorrow, but an hour and a half of great gardening program right here on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. This Thursday, Bridget McCray will be back with us again for her assigned first Thursday of the month. She's going to be talking about poultry clubs for kids and adults. So it's going to be a great show on Thursday. And then, of course, this Friday, another great fun Friday, we will be giving away some great prizes from our sponsors. So we've got a great week lined up for you. I want to go ahead and get right to our chickens in the news, and I do have a couple of here. The first one, very interesting, and this just kind of proves that the backyard chicken movement, if you will, is not just happening in America. We've told you oftentimes it's happening all over the world. We get hits on our website, and we have listeners from all over the world, Australia, across the UK, and this comes to us from the Express and Echo, and the title of it is Vets Hail Success of Website Advice for Poultry Owners. So Vets Hail Success of Website Advice for poultry owners. And the growing popularity of keeping chickens at home has prompted the launch of a new venture by Devon Veterinary Practice. Inspired by the likes of local food champion Hugh, let's see if I can pronounce this, Fernley, increasing numbers of people in search of the good life are now rearing poultry and eating the eggs laid in their backyard gardens. As one of the UK's largest poultry veterinary practices, St. David's Poultry Team has seen a dramatic increase in recent years in the number of calls from chicken owners as well as other vets asking for advice on the care and treatment of chickens. This has led to the practice that normally deals with large commercial poultry farms to launch Chicken Vet, www.chickenvet.co.uk, a new online service which offers free advice to backyard keepers about common problems and ailments. So I went to the website. It's very interesting. It's www.chickenvet.co.uk. And after answering a series of questions, users are directed to a recommended product are advised to seek veterinary advice at either St. David's or one of a network of associated practices. There's also a helpline for chicken owners that's manned by experienced staff. Sandra Sampson, the manager at St. David's, based on the Nutwell Estate near Limestone, said, "There's been a massive surge in interest with people trying to live a healthier lifestyle by growing their own vegetables and keeping chickens. And we are only one of three of our four specialist poultry vet practices in the UK. So we have been inundated with inquiries about chickens over the past few years from people all over the country, and this has led us to set up the new business." So www.chickenvet.co.uk, and you can go there and check it out. I did that this morning. It was kind of interesting. But even over there in the UK, they're seeing an increase on people keeping backyard poultry, and now they've this vet has kind of capitalized on that and has online help. You can call and ask your questions. It's got a 24-hour, apparently a 24-hour manned hotline that you can call. So congratulations to them. You can see this entire Chickens in the News article at our Facebook page. And just go to Facebook.com and search for the Chicken Whisperer. So that's really interesting across the pond with all the big chicken movement that's going on over there. Let's see what else we have here. Go ahead.
Let me just say something about Whisper, and I think that is absolutely a fantastic idea, because to be able to just use a little decision tree to get to a treatment and maybe even a diagnosis, we worked with that in third world countries on primary health care, and they tested out even more accurate than physicians or trained healthcare workers in a lot of cases. So I think that's something we've been playing with about just having a chicken diagnosis like that, or an ailment diagnosis. So I think everyone, you ought to put that in your book. And if you've got a issue or something you want to look up, just see how it comes out and what they suggest doing. That's a wonderful idea.
You do have to register. I didn't follow the whole path all the way through, but it looked like with registering for the site, you did have to put in payment information there. I didn't quite get that far, but you're more than welcome to go and look over it and see how that works. Plus, there's and you can read the fine print in the article. If you call that specific hotline number, apparently it's about $1 a minute or 75 cents per minute to call and get that advice. So they're definitely making money on this. But you can get all the specifics from that article or going to that website. You can follow it as far as you want to follow it up until you have to put in your billing information to register and what that allows you and whatnot. But again, it's across the pond. I didn't see any email address on there because I was going to invite them on the show for them to tell us kind of what they're doing over there. So no email address, but there is a couple of phone numbers that you can call. But I just thought it was very interesting that what they're doing over there, and see if anybody kind of follows suit over here. But what may be a better option for you, definitely go to the website and check them out and give us some feedback if you try it via the website, because that would be no toll service. You wouldn't have to pay for a phone call across the pond. But on the second and fourth Wednesdays of every month here, you know, we have Ask the Chicken Doctor with Peter Brown, and he is the owner of First State Vet Supply here locally in the States, local guy, great, decades of experience. And he, the next time he comes on, he's actually for the last couple of years has launched Ask the Chicken Doctor. We're waiting for the AskTheChickenDoctor.com site to come up, but you can visit him there at First State Vet Supply, and he's doing that. He's offering consultations, email consultations, phone call consultations. If there's not an avian vet in your area, or if you don't have $100, $125 to go to the avian vet, he's going to have a consultation with you. I think it's $25. And then if you purchase something from his store, I think that's waived. He's going to tell us all about that. But that's stateside. That's here in the United States, local guy, regular guy on the show. And so he's going to be telling us all about that program the next time he's on, which will be the second Wednesday of this month. Ask the Chicken Doctor with Peter Brown. Peter will be joining us, telling us all about that. So that might be a realistic option for you here living in the States versus this one. And like I said, you know, go to the website, look about it. It's very interesting. Look at the news article on our website at facebook.com/thechickenwhisperer. But there's got one here. Ann Hines had posted something yesterday. It was about midnight last night, maybe 11 p.m. The City Planning Commission voted 5-2 against allowing chickens in Niceville last night. Yes, there is a town called Niceville, folks. It is down there in Florida, and they're not being very nice, apparently. But the City Planning Commission voted 5-2 against allowing chickens in Niceville tonight. They're so close-minded. It goes to the city council next Tuesday at 7, but I was told tonight that the city is also opposed to allowing chickens. Any chance you could make a 5-hour trip to Niceville next week? And then she puts down, of course, so sad, my daughter left the meeting tonight sobbing because we are going to have to get rid of our pet chickens. And then my response to her was, of course, I'm so sorry to hear this. They are obviously ignoring the facts. It's sad that they don't allow chickens, but they do apparently allow – it's sad they don't want chickens, even though the city is run by a bunch of turkeys. So,
oh, that is sad. But you know, I got to keep saying don't give up hope. A lot of these it's a new idea for America. I mean, a lot of urbanites just don't have a clue about what chickens are. They just think they're these factory farms and have images of that or stationary runs. So it can proceed election by election. I mean, it's quite possible. So hope and eggs spring eternal is my motto.
Absolutely. Let me see what else I've got. One more here, chickens in the news, and then we'll see if Pat's got anything to share here. There was another one that I wanted to share with you. It came out early this morning. Here it is, right here. Perfect. And, of course, you can see all these again on our Facebook page, facebook.com/thechickenwhisper. And I don't know. I think I'm going to have to completely uninstall and reinstall Firefox. It's given me problems here the last couple of days. This comes to us from NewYorkDailyNews.com. Clucky new trend hits the Bronx. Locals raising chickens in backyards for farm fresh eggs. There you go, right there in the city of New York, there in the Bronx. But you can't have chickens in Niceville. How about that? Eric
How
Sanderson.
About that?
Yeah, Eric Sanderson, son Everett 9, and wife Han Yu, with one of two chickens they keep in their city island backyard, Puffy and Golden, provide family with a dozen fresh eggs every week. They're clucking their way into the Bronx. A new trend has hit the borough, with a small group of people tending chickens in their backyards and community gardens, complete with chicken coops and runs. Most of these chicken tenders use their new feathered friends for fresh eggs. Eric Sanderson, 43, a resident of City Island, just got two hens of his own that produce about a dozen eggs a week. We know what's going into these chickens, and we know what's coming out. And there's something satisfying about that, said Sanderson, who works for the Bronx Zoo. Although self-sustained living has gone on for years in the city, the chicken trend gained some attention 2 or 3 years ago. Now with groups like Just Food, a nonprofit dedicated to food issues in New York City, leading the way, five Bronx community gardens have chickens, with perhaps more soon to be added. Folks concerned about where their food comes from have jumped into the sustainability bandwagon. Local community gardens not only boast fresh eggs, but tomatoes and peaches, too. So
yum.
That's coming to us from the Daily News. Yeah, clucky new trend hits the Bronx. Locals raising chickens in backyards for farm fresh eggs. So perfect. You got any chickens in the news before we end the segment, Pat?
Well, the only thing I have is no news, which still means that the Stancils in the Kensington, Maryland, Stancils versus the county is still undecided. There's been no decision by the judge after that court hearing. This has been going on since, I think, January of this year. So no news is good news. The Stancils still have their chickens. She's going to the farmer's market every Saturday, and her chickens are clucking along very happily in their backyard, undisturbed. So that's no news is good news.
That is. No. Yeah, absolutely. And we'll continue to keep everybody abreast of that situation, too, because we've had Margie on the show several times talking about that. You've driven up a couple of times and have dealt with that. And it just blows my mind. I want to remind everybody in the chat room really quick that Scott, our good friend from eggcartons.com, is in the chat room. Everybody say hello to Scott, eggcartons.com. Yeah, it's a great supporter of this radio show, one of our great sponsors. And today being Tuesday, eggcartons.com is sponsoring our chicken trivia contest that we have at the end of the radio show. So stick around with us. You just might go away with a great little prize package from eggcartons.com. So Scott has joined us in the chat room. So hello there, Scott. Thanks for joining us. Alrighty, perfect. Well, what we're going to do is we're going to go to a commercial break. When we come back, we're going to welcome our first guest, which we're very proud to have on again, and welcome back to the show, Pam Davis, who has just won a huge battle with her backyard chickens against their neighbor. So I'm very anxious to hear what went down in the courtroom, and I know you are too, so stay with us. We'll be back right after this short break.
You have the chickens, the coop, and the run. But do you have the egg cartons? Don't put your beautiful farm fresh eggs in just any old used grocery store egg carton. Impress your friends and neighbors with your very own custom labeled egg carton from eggcartons.com. They have a large selection of custom egg cartons, stamps, and labels to choose from. Pick out your custom egg cartons at eggcartons.com and save 10% off your entire order by using the coupon code WHISPER.
ManaPro understands that poultry owners are as diverse as the birds they care for, which is why they offer both medicated and non-medicated starters. Whichever product you choose, you know you're getting great nutrition for your new chicks. Look for ManaPro products at a retailer near you. ManaPro, nurturing life.
Ideal Poultry has been a family-owned and operated business since 1937. Their business is built on customer service and quality poultry, from rare white and brown egg layers to broilers, ducks, turkeys, and bantams. Ideal Poultry is the largest supplier of backyard poultry in the United States, shipping close to 5 million chicks annually. Visit them online at idealpoultry.com. That's idealpoultry.com. Since 1947, Randall Berkey has been providing quality products to their customers. They have everything you could ever want or need for backyard poultry. Feeders, waterers, medications, supplements, nesting boxes, and even coops. Visit them online at randallberkey.com and get 10% off your entire order when you use the coupon code WHISPER. That's randallberkey.com.
Established in 1957, GQF has become the name to trust when it comes to quality products and superior customer service. GQF offers a wide range of poultry products, including incubators, brooders, feeders, waterers, and much, much more. Give them a call at 912-236-0651 or visit them online at gqfradio.com. That's GQFradio.com.
Mount Healthy Hatcheries has been a hatching tradition for over 80 years. Home of the healthiest chicks, Mount Healthy Hatcheries offers a wide selection of bantams, turkeys, guineas, ducks, pheasants, and of course, meat birds and layers. Order online at MountHealthy.com. That's MTHealthy.com. Or give them a call at 1-800-451-5603. Don't forget to ask about their free bonus chicks offer. Mount Healthy Hatcheries, home of the healthiest chicks.
When you find yourself in danger, when you're threatened by a stranger, when it looks like you will take a licking, there is someone waiting who will hurry up and rescue you. Just call for Super Chicken.
All righty, welcome back to Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. Thank you for staying with us. One more quick announcement before we bring on Pam Davis. Ideal Poultry right now is having a bantam sale. Right now, you're going to have to call them. This is not an advertised special on their website, but Ideal Poultry is having a bantam sale as we speak. Assorted bantams, Pat, are just 95 cents.
Wow.
So what an awesome deal that they're having, again, assorted bantams, which would basically be hatchery choice. Assorted bantams are just 95 cents. They will hatch and ship out tomorrow, so you must call today to get these, and they'll sell out. They always do. 1-800-243-3257. Again, that's 1-800-243-3257. Choose option number two when the recording comes on, and you got to call to order this special. Minimum order, as always, 25, but that's still less than 25 bucks. You're getting, you know, 25 bantams, 95 cents each, plus shipping. And then do me a favor, tell them the Chicken Whisperer sent you. Ideal was our very first sponsor here on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer over a year and a half ago. And we appreciate them. So Ideal Poultry has them a big bantam sale, 95 cents each. Dial 1-800-243-3257. You got to call for the special.
Tell them the Chicken Whisperer sent you. We appreciate it if you would do that. All righty, it's now time to go to the phone lines and welcome our guest today. Always glad to have Pam back. Pam, welcome to the show.
Thank you, and thank you so much for having me. And hi, Pat. How you doing?
Hey, how you doing, Pam?
I'm
We're
doing
so thrilled about your news.
Oh, I am too. Believe me, it's been over a year, and we have a victory for the poultry, and myself and my family.
Absolutely. Oh, my. That's huge. Well, tell us about it.
Okay. Let's see. We were in court. I had obtained an attorney after my third round with them. And he is also a poultry owner. He owns a farm. And I gave him all the information. And we went to court last month with my neighbors, and they obtained an attorney as well. To defend themselves because I had a harassment. I filed a harassment suit against her to counter her charges against me and my rooster.
I remember.
And we went to court, and lo and behold, my neighbor that lives right next door to me brought in a small computer, and he had taken an audio and a video of my rooster crowing, okay, and a picture of it, and an audio, an hour's worth. And he went into my other neighbor's backyard to take illegally trespassing to take pictures of my rooster. That was his defense, okay. That was his defense. And when that was brought up in court, my attorney said, look at the date of the ticket, which is March 17th. You are showing me a audio video of a rooster crowing for an hour, and it says March 7th. It was thrown out of court. It did not stand.
All right.
Then, threw it right out of court, Pat. And then they had also a letter to the zoning officer in my town with four signatures on it, telling me to remove my rooster because he is disturbing the neighbors. Well, lo and behold, the judge said, that's hearsay. He threw it out of the court. All the evidence that was brought up against my chicken, my rooster, and myself was thrown out of court. I also had the harassment suit against me because we had, after the third time in court, which was, I guess, back in April, they had said I harassed them. Well, they said I put up signage that said some nasty things to them. Okay, my attorney said that will not stand. It is not harassment because we, under the United States Constitution, First Amendment, that's called freedom of speech, that got thrown out. They kept throwing.
Right.
Yep, he brought that up, freedom of speech. I was like, yes. You know, threw the harassment charge out. Now, I have still one more charge that's pending. We did not prosecute, okay, the counter charge against her for harassing me through the zoning board, through the health department. I've had police here. I've had all kinds of health visits. And that was considered harassment. And that's a pretty serious charge. I had a lot of on-site investigations done, but nobody could find anything wrong with my coop or my chicken run. They could find nothing. So that charge is still pending. At any time, I can, because this is in abeyance now, if they step out of line, there is still a harassment charge. I can go after them on the harassment charge, which is very serious in New Jersey. There's a $500 fine on that, and there's also other circumstances that go with that. So I'll tell you, I had a victory, and also this is an urban area. Hackettstown is an urban area. It's not an urban area. It's a country area. It's a lovely area. This is not. They were trying to say this is urban. It's like a city. It is not. This is a country area. It's rural. So I was like so happy. It was all over. I mean, it's been over a year and a half of in and out of courtrooms. I was in mediation. That didn't stick. I mean, then I had a formal complaint against my rooster. My attorney says to me, your rooster must be pretty valuable. I says, you're darn right he is. He was kidding around with me. He said to me, Pam, get more chickens. I said, okay, cool. I said, I'll get it. Because they're legal. They are legal. And he was really, I have to tell you, my attorney was really great. I'll tell you, it was well worth the money that I spent to defend my flock, my backyard flock. And it was a great victory, and I need a flag now. I need a chicken whisperer flag to hang out. I'll tell you what, it was well worth it. I mean, after the third time I went to court, I tried to go over there and talk to my neighbor before we went to court, and I honestly sat there on her door stoop, and I said, well, let's be adults about this. Let's try to talk. And, you know, I tried talking to her, and she threatened to call the police on me. She says, I'm taking you to trial. Get off my property or I'm going to call the police. I said, can we be adults about this? I'm taking you to trial. And she closed the door. And then that's when I got the attorney. I says, you know what? I think I better get an attorney now, because this is just not going good at all. So this is where we're at. We're in abeyance right now. And she steps out of line, she can get a fine. So my attorney was wonderful. I mean, he defended my rooster. I still have my rooster.
What kind of rooster is it, Pam?
It's a show buff Brahma bantam.
Oh, they are so beautiful.
He is a
lot. I have a tender spot for the buff Brahmas, especially the roosters.
He is. We raised him, and I will not let that boy go. He is my boy, and. You know, I just defended him, and my attorney goes, this is the first time I've literally gone to bat for a rooster. I've won cases against dogs, but I've never won a case against a rooster, and he did. What I do now is I bring him in at night. I put him in because, you know, my attorney said, bring him in at night. He says, put him out in the day and, you know, let him crow in the day, no big deal. So I bring him in at night now, and I put him in a nice little area in the garage where he goes, you know, till around 8 o'clock. And then I put him out, and he starts crowing like crazy. Well, this morning I put him out, and he got mad at me, started running after me because he didn't like to be brought in. It was so funny. He's all pissed off at me, my rooster.
Little does he know, right?
Yeah, little does he know what lengths I went to defend my chickens and my rooster, because my neighbors did not want them there at all. I mean, they just didn't want them. Even though they're legal, they tried every tactic to get me to have a fine. They wanted me fined for health issues, which weren't there, for zoning issues that weren't there. I had the zoning officer come here and say, Pam, there's nothing wrong. I'm not getting involved in a neighbor squabble. The director of the health department said the same thing. He says, I'm not going to get involved in this. This is a neighbor squabble. He said, in fact, we just don't want to get involved in it. And we're tired of them calling us up when there isn't a problem, because they have to send a girl out in a car for a site visit, which is expensive because you got to, you know, for the taxpayer too. And he says, this is ridiculous. They're using the department, you know, for them, you know, for their own use.
Yeah. Well, now, one time, Pam, you were thinking that they might be thinking about moving, that they're an older couple, right? And then they might be retiring and moving somewhere?
No, they're not moving at all. No, I don't see I wish they would. I don't see the for sale sign on the house yet. I'm waiting. Although, I will tell you this much, when he was, her husband was her witness, and, you know, not one neighbor went and supported her, not one. Her husband was her witness, and he says on this witness stand, oh, my blood pressure is up. With all the stress of these chickens. Well, lo and behold, the man runs marathons and triathlons. The New York Marathon, the Boston, he runs every month. He can't be that in that bad of shape if he can run a triathlon every month.
Did the cross-examination bring that out?
No, that didn't come out. What came out was the judge actually getting disgusted with it and telling him to get off of the witness stand.
Oh, that's even better.
Yeah. He, the third time around when we were in court, he got thrown out of court for yelling at the judge. The judge had him bodily thrown out of court in my third appearance with my neighbors. Yeah, he got thrown out of court, and he nearly died when the judge told him to the bailiff to come in and pull him out because he was screaming at the judge. Oh yeah, yeah. Can you imagine going into a court of law and screaming at the judge? I
really can't imagine screaming at anybody. I mean, that's
in court. Yeah,
that's energy.
That was the third appearance, and that's when you know what he was yelling at the judge? We want to take her to trial. We want to take her to trial.
And then we're going to burn her and her chicken.
We're going to burn her, and we're going to burn her buck good. He come in the last month with his little computer, and he thought he was hot patootie. He came in, and we were sitting in front of the judge. I was sitting next to my lawyer, and he was sitting next to his attorney. And they took the audio video of my rooster in chambers. And the judge came out after 5 minutes and said, "We don't want to listen to this for an hour." And he hands over the little computer to my attorney, and my attorney opened it up and he goes, "This says March 7th. The formal complaint is the 17th. This is dismissed because this is hearsay." So he just took the computer, the top of it, and slapped it down, gave it to me, and I handed it back to my neighbor and smiled. It was a victory all the way around. Everything they had done, I mean, it was thrown out of court, literally thrown out of court. And the harassment charge against me, as I said, my attorney said, this is freedom of speech. She can say what she wants. It is protected by the First Amendment, okay, our United States Constitution. So the judge said, you're right. They threw that out. So I have my chickens now, although I have to tell you, three of them did die while this happened. I was very upset.
They were stressed. Yeah, they were stressed out, too. They didn't know what was going to happen. They were like,
I had three of them go down on me, and my attorney thinks that they were poisoned.
Oh, my gosh.
Mm-hmm. I found rat poison. I found a little... one of those, you know where you get the rat poison, they put it in like a little cup of thing you can buy in the store. I found it down by the curb by his side of the fence. So I think he poisoned my three chickens. That's what my attorney said. And he was throwing rocks at my chickens and carrying on.
No way.
Yeah, and my attorney said that's abuse. Oh, yeah, my attorney, I came in one morning, I said he's throwing rocks at him and he's carrying on. And my girls after that would not lay after that. And then I lost three. After all this, I had three dead.
Well, if you lose any more, have them diagnosed.
I'm going to have a necropsy done. I want a necropsy. Yeah. My attorney said, yeah, yeah. So.
I'm so sorry, Pamela. If we were closer, I would just give you three replacement hens.
Well, you know what? I'll tell you, Pat, what I'm going to do. I'm going up to the farm and horse show here, and I'm going to get three more girls. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm going to do.
Well, if you come down the Shenandoah Valley, you can have a vacation and go back with
me. I've been there. I've been to the Harper's Ferry. I love it down there.
Yeah. Yeah. Gosh, poisoned. That's so extreme. That's really scary.
Well, because this guy is so unhinged, you know, through all this. They put me and my family through a lot of pain and suffering for this. I mean, plus, you know, attorney costs and everything.
Yeah, that's horrible. I can tell you right now, if I catch somebody poisoning my chickens, they're going to have a bad case of lead poisoning. I can tell you right now.
It's cruelty.
Easy whisper. We don't want you in jail for homicide.
Right. You know, that's why I said
your punch in the beaks.
I have no proof, but, you know, I just feel that, you know, this had a lot to do with it, you know. So. Kind of sad.
Unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable.
What kind of person would do something like that, to throw poison over the fence or to poison pet chickens, throw rocks at the, I mean, that's just absolutely...
Well, they were throwing apples because I had the apple tree, and I did see him do that. That I did see. And I did tell, you know, I did see that.
I think I would have ran down there and got that apple. I would have got that apple and I would have hummed it towards that sucker. Man, I would have sidearmed that apple right back towards his head.
Oh, I did. When they fall, I'll tell you, when they fall in my yard, they go right back over in his yard, you know, because it's just sad that it had to resort to this, because at one point in time we were friends, you know, and now it's just like, you know, they see me and they run. They scurry into the house. They scurry into the house like little rats going back into a rat hole. I mean, it's amazing what these, and they lied on the stand. When she was on the stand, her attorney had asked her, you know, does Pam clean the run? Do you see her cleaning? And she said occasionally, and that was a lie because I'm out there night and day cleaning, and everybody here will attest to you. I mean, I've had the health department here and said it's a beautiful coop, clean, the chickens are in wonderful condition. And, you know, she lied. Every way she could, she lied. You know, sit there, lie on the Bible. You know, take your oath and sit there and lie. It's reprehensible, you know, what you lied about.
Had a question in the chat room. How old are these neighbors of yours?
My neighbor, she's in her late 50s, and he's like 65. But let me tell you something. They're very active. She plays tennis on a weekly basis. She runs down with the tennis ensemble, and he runs the marathons. Also, he's a runner. He runs in the New York Marathon, Boston. He's doing a triathlon this weekend. They're very, very active. They're not, you know what I'm saying? They're active people. You know, and they've got three children.
So they're not going
to raise.
They're not going to be carried out anytime soon. In other words,
no. In fact, they're not elderly. I know that. I mean, they're active. They're active people. You know, and her big thing was, well, you know, we've lived here for 38 years, and when the Davises moved in, you know, they've been here for 15 years, as if to say, you know, they own the whole neighborhood, and we came in and we trashed it, you know, by having chickens. You know?
Oh gosh.
Dr. Bridget McRae is in, of course, the chat room, and she wanted me to give you, because you're there in New Jersey, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Let me go back up and see if I can find it here.
I've got it here, Whisper, if you don't.
Okay, great.
The State Diagnostic Lab.
Oh, the State Lab. Okay. Is that Rutgers University? State Lab? I thought it was.
It's Trenton. It's in Trenton.
Trenton.
I can email you this, Pam, if you're not on
the website.
Okay,
that would be great. Okay.
I'll get your email, I guess, from Andy.
Yeah.
Or he's got it. Andy, you go ahead and email it to her.
It's in the chat room, so I'll have Bridget email it to me, and then I can forward it to Pam. That's fine. It just had an address of the State Diagnostic Lab there and a phone number as well.
Okay, I see it in the chat room as she's got the State Diagnostic Lab. Yeah, Dr. McRae put it up. Thank you very, very much. I appreciate that.
Yeah, she's a wealth of information. Pam, what's your handle there in the chat room?
I'm not up on the chat room. I'm just looking at the stuff now. I'm in the other room.
Oh, okay.
So I just walked in here, yeah.
Gotcha.
But he's got my email. And I'm on Facebook, too.
Okay,
yeah, absolutely.
There you go.
You know, there's been so much activity with chickens. It's totally awesome, and it seems a lot of it is very positive, Andy.
There is a lot
of
positive.
There really
is.
Yeah,
like I said, I would say again, and I've said this many a times to all the media that contacts me about, from my guesstimate of everything I see come across the desk, about 85% of cities that approach the idea of changing their laws to allow backyard poultry do so in a positive way. Some ordinances are a little bit more strict than others. Some are a little bit more lenient. But about 85% that actually approach the idea do change their laws to allow them, because it's when they look at the facts. If they're willing to look at the facts, then it's very hard for them actually not to change the laws. If they look at the factual information, if they're just falling back on the, well, my constituents, you know, being an elected official, I have to do what my constituents do, and I appreciate that and respect that. But if the constituents have absolutely no clue what they're saying no to, if they have no idea what we're talking about as far as six hens, if they're thinking, the constituents are mainly thinking about, you know, the 500-foot chicken house with 500,000 chickens in it, and they're saying no to something they have absolutely no concept of, then that commissioner, I feel, has an obligation to either educate his constituents and then get better information, or whatever the case may be. So that's one issue that they can always fall back on that. But then again, there's always the catch-22 there of, are people who telling him no, we don't want chickens, or do they even have any idea what they're saying no to?
Right, right. I this town that I live in has no ordinance against chickens. In fact, I live on a road that has a co-op where people from Pennsylvania and New York State come and sell their Hereford cows, their chickens, their market lambs, and their, you know, their swine. They all, that's where they come. This is the only auction in the state of New Jersey. I live right down the street from it. I mean, once in a while we'll get a loose goat or a loose cow. You know, and there's chickens running around by the, even by the police, by the municipal building. We've got a bunch of Jersey Giants running around that got loose. They're like, the Jersey Giants are running. And my son, he says, Mom, I saw a Jersey Giant, because he works up there. And he says, I saw this huge rooster. He's gorgeous. They can't catch him. He's all over the place. But, you know, you know, this is in New Jersey. This is a rural part of New Jersey. I live northwest New Jersey, not too far from Pensy. You know, wow. And next week I'm going to go to the fair and I'm going to be buying some more girls, you know, to put in the back.
You know, Kelly in Georgia said if your neighbors ever move that she's gonna buy the lot right next to you.
Oh, good. She's a chicken lover. She's a chicken lover too, right?
Absolutely.
Good. You go, girl. Come on down.
I think pretty much everyone listening to this show is a chicken lover, unless they're just trying to figure out what we're doing.
Yeah, no, they all. I know. It's funny though, because now since this last court case and the victory, now everything is closed. I mean, the house is literally closed. The air conditioning is on 24/7. They don't come out anymore. I mean, they're in there. They don't come out. It's like before they used to come out and, you know, he used to throw apples and he used to be in the back throwing stuff around, and, you know, now it's kind of quiet. I'm like, oh, okay, I wonder why, you know.
So
it's amazing.
I have to ask this question. Once it was all said and over and the judge, you know, dropped the hammer and said, this is my decision, this, you know, blah, 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 blah,
mm-hmm.
Did you happen to look at their expressions when you walked out? Did you walk out together? Was anything said after the final decision? I'd love to hear that.
When the final decision came down, which is the abeyance, it's still in a holding pattern. I still have a pending charge.
Right.
That can be charged at any time. I mean, I can call my attorney and say, okay, well, I want to, you know, we want to proceed with this. We want to proceed with this harassment charge. It's an abeyance now, which is, in limbo for 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
And when the judge said this to both of us, do we all agree on it, attorneys, plaintiff and defendant? Yes, we all agreed to it. And, you know, we all walked out. She walked out with her attorney, and I walked out with hers. And they had, now mind you, they had to pay the court costs because they lost. They
Good.
Did not look. They did not look at us. It was just, they took off. It was like I swear to God, a rat scurrying away. It was that quick, you know, and we went the other way, and my attorney came and said, we won this. He said, we won this. So
he's,
you know, and I was just like so happy to get it over with. You don't know. It's been going on since June 19th of last year.
Oh, my God, over a year. Are there triple damages in New Jersey? They have to pay the court costs and then pay you as well as your lawyer fees? That's what it is.
They had to pay the court costs. Now with this pending lawsuit that I have, if they lose, then they have to pay, my attorney will go for the attorney's fees. So basically they have a sword hanging over their head. It's still pending.
Huh.
Yep.
Wow. Well, congratulations. I mean, talk about love for your chickens and an example for how it will all come out okay in the end.
I hope it just stays like this, where they don't start in again. That's what I'm hoping. You know, that it's dropped now and it's over. You know, and I can go on and live my life with my chickens, you know, and have my fresh eggs because I have a beautiful organic garden, and we're self-sustaining right now. You know, we eat from our garden. And although I don't get many eggs now because the girls they've been upset. They've been harassed and harangued, and I've only get like one egg a day now. So, you know, I used to get 12 a week. But, you know, now that all this has gone down, I think they feel it too. I know my Roo does. You know, he's always looking around, always looking. And when my Roo sees them, he starts screaming when he sees
them. Oh, is that right?
Yes.
Really?
He sees my neighbor. he starts carrying on and clucking and going crazy. Oh, yeah, that guy is a smart roo. He knows.
So he has post-traumatic syndrome.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does. When he sees him in the backyard through the fence, he'll see him and he'll... Well, that's how I found out he was throwing the apples. He was carrying on in the afternoon, and he don't usually carry on that bad. You know, usually when there's a hawk around, or if I see Cooper's hawks out, he carries on, and he lets the girls know. Well, lo and behold, I was in the house on the computer one day, and I go out there. I hear him screaming. I see him in the back taking apples and carrying on, throwing stuff at the fence, upsetting the girls. And he's screaming out there. That's how I found out my roo. Yeah, my roo went nuts. He went nuts. And that's when I said, well, I have to go in. I'm going to have to talk to my attorney now. Tell him what's going on. I'd like to put a camera up or something, too. Some lights.
Dang.
I think we're thinking about that, too.
Man, nuts.
Isn't that awful?
It is awful. It's absolutely horrible. Pam, thank you very much for coming back on. Yeah, unbelievable.
Yeah.
You're right, Pat. And we appreciate you coming on. You're always welcome to come on the show. Please, please, I know you're a fan on Facebook and a friend. So just if anything happens,
yeah.
if anything
yeah.
extraordinary or unique happens, or they mm-hmm. you get another notice from these folks next door, then definitely keep me posted. We'll have you back on to share the saga.
I hope not. You guys have been a great support system. I mean, I've been turning to you guys for a lot of things, you know, and a lot of good info here, you know, a lot of good stuff to educate myself and educate others. I think it's great. I really do.
Perfect. Well, we thank you, and thank you for coming on, and let us know
thank
if we can
you.
Help any other way and keep us posted.
I most certainly will. Pat, thank you so much. Dr. McCray, thank you as well. I appreciate it, the information. I really do.
Wonderful. Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
right.
Super. The chicken suffrage continues, Whisper. If one down and about, I don't know how many other cities to go before they let chickens be legal. And so the chicken
yep.
suffrage movement is going on. You know, I was thinking about that this morning, about how probably 5-10 years from now we'll look at this period as just the way we looked at the period when women couldn't vote, that it's mm-hmm. it's just something that happened in our history, and now we don't even think about it because it's such a given right. So that's we're just in the middle of it.
You're right. Absolutely.
Yeah.
We're going to take a short commercial break, and we come back. We'll welcome Dr. McCray. She's going to tell us about some exciting news, all about a new grant that, with your vote, could be awarded to Dr. McCray in the amount of $250,000 to research a subject that I know Pat's going to love, and you are too.
Yep.
So don't
I'll
go anywhere.
Love it.
We'll be back right after this short break.
ManaPro is committed to providing the best quality products that your animals deserve at a value you can appreciate. No matter the animal, no matter the product, you can be certain that ManaPro cares as much about the well-being of your flock as you do. So try one of the many poultry products offered at a retailer near you. ManaPro, nurturing life. Mount Healthy Hatcheries has been a hatching tradition for over 80 years. Home of the healthiest chicks, Mount Healthy Hatcheries offers a wide selection of bantams, turkeys, guineas, ducks, pheasants, and of course, meat birds and layers. Order online at mounthealthy.com, that's mthealthy.com, or give them a call at 1-800-451-5603. Don't forget to ask about their free bonus chicks offer. Mount Healthy Hatcheries, home of the healthiest chicks.
Sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you don't.
Hey, it's the Chicken Whisperer. If you're in the market for a new incubator, then look no further than GQF. They have a great selection of tabletop and cabinet-style incubators at prices you can afford. I love my GQF Genesis Model 1588. It has a large picture window and an automatic thermostat, which makes for a better hatch every time. Go pick out your new incubator at GQFradio.com. That's GQFradio.com. Ideal Poultry has been a family-owned and operated business since 1937. Their business is built on customer service and quality poultry. From rare white and brown egg layers to broilers, ducks, turkeys, and bantams, Ideal Poultry is the largest supplier of backyard poultry in the United States, shipping close to 5 million chicks annually. Visit them online at idealpoultry.com. That's idealpoultry.com. Since 1947, Randall Berkey has been providing quality products to their customers. They have everything you could ever want or need for backyard poultry. Feeders, waterers, medications, supplements, nesting boxes, and even coops. Visit them online at randallberkey.com and get 10% off your entire order when you use the coupon code WHISPER. That's randallberkey.com.
Presenting the Clapper. Let your appliances turn on and off just by clapping.
Clap on, clap off, clap on, clap off.
The Clapper.
This looks like a job for
Super Chicken.
You get the super sauce. I'll don my super suit.
All righty, thank you very much for staying with us today on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. It's our first week of extended shows, 90 minutes, every show now, 90 minutes long. Gives us lots of time to learn more about backyard poultry, show poultry, and living a self-sustainable lifestyle. Don't forget, at the end of today's show, we're going to be giving away an awesome prize from eggcartons.com. Mm-hmm. You're not going to miss it. We've already have the I've got the question right here in front of me. And we'll be asking that question here momentarily. And somebody, some lucky listener, the right caller, is going to walk away with a really cool prize from eggcartons.com. All righty, it is now time. Pass back on live now after the break. And, of course, even though it's not a first or third Thursday, Dr. Bridget McCray is joining us to tell us about some exciting news that we found out about yesterday. Bridget, welcome to the show.
Hi, everyone. Can you hear me okay?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, loud and clear, Professor. Welcome.
Very good. All right. Well, I had some interesting news come my direction on August 1st. It's something that I've been working on for a couple of months, and it's an idea that stemmed right from Pat Forman's book.
Well, thank you. And it's one of my favorite subjects, too. You really hit the nail on the head there, Professor.
So one of the things was... I don't know if anybody's heard of it, but it's the Pepsi Refresh Project. And if you've been watching television, a couple of months ago, they were having advertisements encouraging people to put their ideas out there for voting on different subjects and ways to help their communities. So eventually, I got mine in there, and this month, the month of August, my proposal is up for a vote, so I need
Woo-hoo.
Everyone's help.
Okay.
It's only for the month of August. So I posted the website, and I'll post it again in the chat box. That's the abbreviated link that'll take you to the website.
There it is.
And what I propose is to create the Campus Chicken Compost Project, a model for reducing waste. And so what we would like to do is divert all of the waste food from our campus cafe and cafeteria to the chickens on campus. And we do it for a whole year and see if it affects egg production, give a couple of students a chance to learn scientific methods and how to work with chickens. But most of all, we want to see how many pounds of waste we divert from a landfill. Because
right.
Earlier this year, I had a student for a senior project take one lunch and one dinner's worth of food waste, not including meat or dairy, and not including breakfast either. And we weighed it, and we had 378 pounds of food
mm-hmm.
waste just from our one village cafe. Since that time, we've had another cafeteria open up. And so if that's how much waste is generated just from one day, let's try it for a year. Let's, in the United States, take Pat Forman's idea and put it to work. What we can do is let the chickens turn the compost every day. We would actually have 7 pens worth, one for each day of the week, and then another pen where we don't give them any food waste whatsoever, and then we'll compare the eggs. We also have a couple of different breeds in there, a brown egg layer and a white shelled egg layer, so that we can see if either of those breeds are affected. We'll also analyze the breed effect to see if certain breeds are better than others at, turning the piles. And that'll give a good opportunity for students to learn the scientific method.
By the way, Professor, I have to give credit where credit due. The idea for chickens and compost really came from the Vermont Compost Company and Carl Hammer. He's the compost king and mastermind of this one. I just did a couple of restaurants in my backyard with the deep mulch method to see how it worked, and gosh, it works beautifully. So. Well, I think what you're doing is absolutely fabulous, and for the first time we can get real data on how much biomass can be kept out of landfills
exactly.
and turned into eggs.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And
yep,
one
excellent.
Of the things here at DSU is we have the space for this. We just need the funding to make it happen. So every day of the month, everybody who listens to the Chicken Whisperer radio show can put their vote in. And what you can also see, when you vote, you can actually watch the number or the ranking move. Right now, we're at ranking number 294. So as we get more and more and more and more and more votes every day, hopefully that ranking will rise. And if we are either the first or the second ranking project this month, then we will get funded, and we will get to show the world what backyard chickens can do for the planet. So how do you find this? Well, you can Google Pepsi Refresh Project. And when you Google that, click on Refresh America, and there's a little search box in the upper right-hand corner. Type in chicken, and my idea will pop up first. You have to sign in either through Facebook or sign in using their system if you don't have Facebook every day in order to cast your votes. And it's very quick, very easy. If you're not at your computer, you can text your vote. And the text is, you can use a mobile phone. And I'm not so good with texting, so it's text 101746 to Pepsi, which is 73774. And I'll encourage everyone to promote this idea with everybody they know on Facebook, friends, family, and I know the Whisperer has some excellent meetup groups. So if the word would be passed out to the meetup groups, then there's a few more hundred people who can vote every day.
Does it show how many votes they actually have, or it just shows a ranking?
Just the ranking.
Okay.
And so I'm only aiming for 2,000 votes a day, so I need everybody's help. I hope that'll be enough. And also at the bottom, when you take a look, there's comments. And feel free to leave your comment behind. Lisa C., she said, this is an excellent idea. Not only does it benefit us, but our chickens too. My girls are little tillers in our compost pile. Another one says, chickens are the coolest. And the last one says, what a great idea. Power to the poultry.
I wonder who put that down there. I wonder who put that comment.
So for the first time ever, this is an opportunity for small flock owners, backyard chicken owners, urban chicken keepers to get the information that you've been craving for. So I'm putting it out there, guys. I've made the effort, gotten us in there. Now I need your help in order to make this happen.
Well, we'll certainly support you, Professor. It's a project that is, it's only a matter of time until it's done, and hopefully it'll be done across the country, and every single college and community center do exactly what you're doing with some of the information that you'll generate. Now, let me ask you this. If it doesn't get funded, do you have plans to apply to alternative foundations or fund awarding groups?
I can, but interestingly enough, what happens if maybe we make it to ranking number 3 or 4 and we were just out of the running for first and second? Well, if we should make it to ranking 3 or 4, they put us in the queue for next month, and we have another shot. So say we only make it to position number 3 or ranking number 3, that means we can vote again and give another shot at it in September. So we have an explanation on that website for exactly how much, $250,000 is a lot of money. But what we propose would be to build the facilities for a really good demonstration model facility for any city or any family or any college to come take a look at and say, no, see, it doesn't take up that much space. You can build this, too, somewhere on your campus or a satellite campus. And
yeah.
So we would have the space. We would put it all together. And the other significant cost is, of course, chicken feed. But everybody who has chickens knows that.
Well, there may not be that significant a cost to it if they're really getting all that compost. But Professor, if this doesn't go, I would suggest that maybe further on down the road we talk about doing things at other campuses as well as your flagship project, and just getting some funding, big time funding. We're talking millions to get this all across the U.S. I think there could be a very strong possibility for that. So even if the Pepsi thing doesn't get it, I think it's an idea too good to keep down, and we can get it advanced in other ways as well.
If we can find funding, then we can always give it a shot.
Mm-hmm.
But it's finding the funding, and part of being in science is that you have to be a salesperson too. You have to sell your idea to granting agencies. They don't really
tell
that to you in grad school.
Yeah, $250,000, that's a lot of money. I mean, that's at least two trips to the dollar store for my wife Jen. I mean,
wow.
Right there.
Jen, seriously.
You're in a league of your own, the Whisper.
at least two trips to the dollar store for my wife Jen. And of course she comes out and she's like, "Yeah, but look, I got 250,000 items."
Right. I even bought some stock in the dollar store.
So what everyone should know is that you can vote every day, and what Andy said he would do is give you a reminder every day. So if all our listeners would take about a minute, it's about as long as it takes to log in and vote. Also, if you're part of any poultry clubs, maybe some of the members didn't hear today's broadcast, spread the word. Don't be henpeckish, but spread the word.
Excellent.
Absolutely. I'll try to do my best to put it on my daily sheet of chickens in the news and other things to remind everybody. Now, my question is, once you register, that's really the longer part, because yesterday when I was registering, I was like, oh, I have to do this every single day. But I think once you register, as soon as you go to that site, you can probably have it even remember you. So you just go and vote, and then that's it. But I think once you register and fill out the information one time, then like I said, you can vote every day.
Signing in is really quick. You can either sign in through Facebook, or you can sign in regular. And actually, I found that I can sign in through Facebook on one computer and then use my other email address on another computer. So
that's double dipping, isn't it?
Well, and also I do want everyone to understand that
vote early and
you're
often
allowed
everything.
To vote for 10 different projects every day. So you don't have to just put one vote in for mine. There are other worthy projects out there, and I'll encourage you to participate in this program. So
sure,
that
absolutely.
You can vote for other worthy ideas.
Yeah, the Jennifer Schneider Dollar Trees Fund is also probably up there, and we would love to have your vote for the Jennifer Schneider Dollar Tree Education Fund.
Oh my, Professor, I have a question for you. I'm on the website now, and I just did cast a vote. But you say under the deliverables is to create a national model for using chickens to divert waste biomass and create compost. Is there going to be a report or a handbook or something written down that supports the model?
There will be workshops. There will be fact sheets, technical reports, and then we also will probably have a couple of papers come out of it.
Okay, you might want to. Can you add that to your room?
Unfortunately, no, because once it's uploaded, it's uploaded.
Okay.
But we will have definitely workshops. Where we talk about green chicken alternatives, either incorporated directly into Cooptastic, or it can go on the road a little bit within the region.
Uh-huh.
Shenandoah Valley is not very far.
No, not at all. It's just right down 81.
You got 81. It.
Yeah, very good. Yeah, and in fact, the Washington and Lee University here have been doing some composting, and they've got chickens too. But they haven't. It's with their campus kitchen project that they're just kind of, it's all volunteers, so they're just kind of muddling along. It'd be great if they did have some funding to do something like this, get it big time. But it's going to happen. It has to happen across the country, because of course it also keeps the methane out of the local landfills, which is a global warming gas. So that's
mm-hmm.
I mean, the stakes are huge. They're absolutely enormous.
It's going
Love
back
it.
To our roots.
Well, I hope that all of our listeners will, and Facebook fans and followers and all that on Twitter will step up to the challenge and register and then go back every single day and vote. I know I have to go and vote today. I did place my vote yesterday. I'll do it again today after the radio show is done. And vote again. I'll commit to vote every day because this is great. I mean, this could get, I mean, not only a great study done, but it also can get a lot of nationwide media based on this grant and spread the love with backyard poultry. So we'll definitely try to encourage everybody on every show to vote. Now, my question for you, Bridget, is: can you hang? I know you're busy there at school. Do you have time to hang around for the chicken trivia? Because I'm going to use a question that you actually gave me last night over the phone.
Sure,
there
I can.
There you go.
Okay, great. So what we're going to do is we're going to go to commercial break right now. I'm going to first ask the question. We're going to take caller number 10 because I think this is probably some people out there will probably know this. So a little bit higher on the call list or the switchboard. Caller number 10, let me go ahead and give you the call-in number. If you do know the answer or want to take a crack at the answer, then you can call 347-637-3237. All of our regular listeners, just write that down on a sticky note and stick it to your laptop or your desktop. It's never going to change. 347-637-3237. What are you playing for? Well, you will be playing for a wonderful gift from eggcartons.com. In fact, you remember Scott was in the chat room a little earlier. They have provided a very cool chicken sign. This novelty parking sign is perfect for people who simply love their chickens. Makes a great gift for you or your poultry-loving friends and family. Made of rust-proof enamel-baked aluminum with all-weather long-lasting vinyl lettering, this high-quality novelty chicken sign is made just like a regular parking sign. It can be used on outdoors or indoors. Make sure you are the only one who can park near the coop with one of these great signs. It says this sign comes with rounded corners for safety and pre-punched holes for easy mounting. And I'm going to tell you right now what the sign says. It's got a picture of a chicken on it, go figure. And it says, "Chicken lover parking only. All others will be fried." So there you go. From eggcartons.com, a chicken lover parking only sign. Chicken lover parking only. All others will be fried. And it's got a value of $24.95 plus shipping. And it is 18 by 12. So it's a pretty nice sign, 18 inches by 12 inches. That is what you are playing for, and we'll take caller number 10 if you know the answer to this question. Go ahead and pull it out here. What breed is the only breed allowed to have hen feathers on the rooster? And I'm gonna make sure that the doctor concurs with this. Make sure I'm asking this correctly. What breed is the only breed allowed to have hen feathers on the rooster? Am I asking that question right, Doc?
Yes. Which is the only breed where the males are permitted to be hen feathered?
Perfect, perfect. We're going to go to a short break. If you know the answer to that question, then give us a call, 347-637-3237. No, Brighton, you are not allowed to call. Sorry, he's in the room next door, and he knows the answer. Sorry about that. I wish I could see the expression on his face right now. But we'll be back right after this break, and hopefully we will have a big winner today.
Have the chickens, the coop, and the run, but do you have the egg cartons? Don't put your beautiful farm fresh eggs in just any old used grocery store egg carton. Impress your friends and neighbors with your very own custom labeled egg carton from eggcartons.com. They have a large selection of custom egg cartons, stamps, and labels to choose from. Pick out your custom egg cartons at eggcartons.com and save 10% off your entire order by using the coupon code WHISPER. Hey, it's the Chicken Whisperer. If you're in the market for a new incubator, then look no further than GQF. They have a great selection of tabletop and cabinet-style incubators at prices you can afford. I love my GQF Genesis Model 1588. It has a large picture window and an automatic thermostat, which makes for a better hatch every time. Go pick out your new incubator at GQFradio.com. That's GQFradio.com.
ManaPro understands that poultry owners are as diverse as the birds they care for, which is why they offer both medicated and non-medicated starters. Whichever product you choose, you know you're getting great nutrition for your new chicks. Look for ManaPro products at a retailer near you. ManaPro, nurturing life.
Have the chickens, the coop, and the run, but do you have the egg cartons? Don't put your beautiful farm fresh eggs in just any old used grocery store egg carton. Impress your friends and neighbors with your very own custom labeled egg carton from eggcartons.com. They have a large selection of custom egg cartons, stamps, and labels to choose from. Pick out your custom egg cartons at eggcartons.com and save 10% off your entire order by using the coupon code WHISPER.
All righty, thank you very much for staying with us. Let me go ahead and make sure we still have, Bridget is still alive, Pat is still alive, and I need to scroll down and head down here to caller number 10. Caller number 10, and the question is, what breed is the only breed where the roosters are allowed to have hen feathers? And 347-637-3237, if you want to take a stab at that. If you want to take a stab at that, hang on 1 second, and I'm going to let me go ahead and refresh this caller page just to make sure I have all the accurate information and all the callers and everything is fair, because several people do apparently know the answer to this. Perfect. All righty, hang on 1 second. Okay, I've got caller number 10 here. I'm going to go ahead and bring them live. Whoop.
Is that me?
All righty. Welcome to Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. You are caller number 10 calling from area code 910. 910, if you will please state your name and what state you're calling from.
Reggie Neal, North Carolina.
Reggie, thank you very much for tuning in today and calling in, and from North Carolina. And the answer, or the question rather, is what breed is the only breed allowed to have hen feathers on the rooster? What's your answer, Reggie?
Sebrights.
And Dr. McCray?
Good job, Reggie.
Thank you.
Very good. Congratulations.
Very good.
That's awesome. Yep, we had a Facebook fan contest. Another reason to follow us and be a fan on Facebook is just on occasion throughout the day, we may pop up and have a Facebook fan contest. You can win all kinds of great Chicken Whisperer gear and other gear from our sponsors. And so we had a question related to the Seabright yesterday on our Facebook page. Also, I believe the Seabright is the only breed that was actually named after its developer, Mr. Seabright, I believe. Is that also correct?
No, Sir John Seabright.
Yes. There you go. Perfect. Perfect. Sir John Seabright. So I was close. Yeah. Excellent. So I was. Seabright. Didn't I say Seabright was the only bird that was named after its developer, Mr. Seabright?
You said Mr. Seabright. It's Sir John Seabright.
Oh, Sir John.
Oh, well, Sir Whisperer, would you really, really get it together?
Holy cow.
Man, she must be tough at grading. Holy, yes.
It's a difficult class that I run.
There go the ratings. The radio show ratings are just plummeting as we speak. Oh, my goodness. Reggie, thank you so much for listening, and thank you for calling in. Congratulations. I will call you after the radio show to get your shipping address. Send it over to Scott at eggcartons.com. We appreciate it, my friend.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All righty. Well, that's going to wrap it up. And Bridget McCray, Dr. McCray, I appreciate you joining us today and hanging around for the chicken trivia contest. And, of course, Pat, my wonderful co-host, and Pam Davis, thank you for coming on again. It's always a pleasure to have you on and share your just amazing and frustrating story. But hopefully it will be over from now on. But do keep us posted if something else should develop. Remember to vote for the for this grant opportunity for Dr. McCray, $250,000 studying about chickens and composting, which is awesome. And don't forget, tune in tomorrow, Wednesday, right here on Blog Talk Radio at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's Wednesday, which means it's The Living Garden with Jane Jensen. I'll be posting the topic a little later on our Facebook page. So thank you very much. Pat, take it away.
Okay, well, what a great show. Gosh, I learned so much, and I'm still stunned by Pam Davis's story about what she went through. That could be a movie on real-life TV. And Professor McCray, thanks so much for what you're doing for the chickens and the compost information and getting that information out. Everybody go vote for her at the Pepsi site. And that's something that really has to be done of those studies. And, of course, Sir Whisperer, Andy Schneider, thanks for bringing us all together and for little goslings just kind of clucking along here. And, of course, I think you would look good with a sir next to your name, Andy. Yeah.
And maybe a cape.
And of course,
Sir Chicken Whisperer, and have a nice cape and a sword. How about that? Sir,
yes,
if you're going to be called
yes.
Sir, you got to have a cape and a sword if you're going to be
with
Sir.
With an FC on your chest, the Super Chicken. Okay. And, of course, we are eternally grateful to our classroom chat room chickeneers for clucking along and their participation in all this fun that goes on. Blessings to everyone. Blessings to all. And may the flock be with you legally and forever. God bless everybody. Bye-bye.
Find yourself in danger when you're threatened by a stranger, when it looks like you will take a licking. There is someone waiting who will hurry up and rescue you. Just call for Super Chicken.